الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن اقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. So we continue بإذن الله تعالى with the reading of إغاظة اللهفان لشيخ الإسلام ابن قيم رحمه الله. And that is the title of supporting the distressed against the plots and tricks of the shaitan. And last week we studied the brief biography of Ibn Qayyim rahimullah. And today, bi'idhnillah, we will look at the structure of the book and read some of the benefits that he's mentioned in his muqaddimah. Or muqaddimah. Both are correct. This book, Ighathatul Ahfan, is an amazing book by this Imam, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah. And he's categorized, if one looks through the book, he's categorized it into, you can say, five sections. Five general categories. The first is a muqaddimah, a prelude, a little introduction. And bikulli saraha, the introduction in itself could be a dars or durus or lessons or jalasat and sittings due to the fawaid and the benefits that are mentioned in it. And Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan Hafidhullah Ta'ala affirmed this. And he said that in this muqaddimah there is huge benefit. So the first thing he compiled or mentioned is his muqaddimah. And then the second is the haqiqatul qalb, where he mentions the reality of the heart. And then the third is the amrad al-qulub, and the sicknesses of the heart. And then the third or the fourth he mentions is the ilaj al-amrad, or amrad al-qulub. And that is the cures as it relates to the sicknesses of the heart. And then the final chapters of this book, Ighathatul Ahfan, he mentions the makayid of shaitan. He mentions the plots of the shaitan, and likewise the refutation, rebuttal of these plots. And no doubt, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, if one studies this book with ta'ammul, reflection, they'll see in it his huge amount of benefit. So let's start bi'idhnillahi ta'ala with the muqaddimah, the introduction. And we'll deal with some of the introduction today bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. He says, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, Alhamdulillahi alladhi zahara li awliya'ihi bin'uti jalalih wa anara qulubahum bimushahadati sifati kamalih wa ta'arrafa ilayhim bima asdahu ilayhim min an'amihi wa afdalih. He says, rahimullah, and we're going to put this as point number one in his introduction. A part of his introduction, we're going to mention a few points. The first point is that he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. He praises, all praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise is, Allah is deserving of all praise, absolute praise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentions after that, from the reasons of him receiving the full praise and absolute praise, ظَهَرَ لِأَوْلِيَائِهِ بِنُعُوتِ جَلَالِهِ. And that is, it's from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy that He has made it clear to His ibad, His attributes. And that is that He's mentioned them in the book of Allah, in His Quran, and in the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنَارَ قُلُوبَهُمْ بِمُشَاهَدَةِ صِفَاتِهِ كَمَالَ. And enlighten the heart in witnessing the effects of His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَعَرَّفِ إِلَيْهِمْ بِمَا أَزْدَاهُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنْعَامِهِ وَأَفْضَالِهِ. And He has made the ibad acquainted with the blessings that He has given to His ibad, His slaves, And this in addition adds to their recognition and knowledge of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Regarding this point, there's a waqfa, we want to reflect on this point that he mentions, rahimullah. And that is that by, yani, in order to have ilm or ma'rifah or knowledge of something, there are three ways. There are three turuq لِتَحْصِيلِ مَعْرِفَةِ الشَّيْءِ. There are three ways in order to generally attain knowledge of a particular thing. The first is أَن تَرَى مِثْلَهُ, that you see something that is similar to it. And this cannot be with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As relates to having the knowledge of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His attributes, we cannot know this by looking at something similar, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. He said subhanahu that nothing is comparable to him, and he is the all-hearing and all-seeing. So we cannot see something, and with that knowledge of what we see, we can compare it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the second tariq way is by seeing it. And we cannot see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this dunya. لَن تَرَانِي كَمَا قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَن تَرَانِي. He said that, subhanahu, that you will not see Allah in this world. So that's not an avenue that we can use in order to have the ma'rifati Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The third is بِطَرِيقِ الْوَحِي. بِطَرِيقِ الْوَحِي. That is via the revelation. And this is what we have, ya ibadallah. So it's from the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that He has revealed in His Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informing us of His sifat and His attributes, that anara qulubahum, yani it brings light to the heart of the believers. So this is from the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But in addition to this, Ibn Qayyim, he mentions بِمَا أَسْدَاهُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنْعَامِهِ وَأَفْضَالِهِ. And that is that from what the ibad can get knowledge of regarding Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is by the blessings that Allah has given to the ibad. The ni'm, the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the creation with. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. As he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there isn't a blessing that you gain except that is from Allah. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And in yourself is a sign. Do you not see? The blessing of sight, the blessing of life, the blessing of the affairs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have placed for us to use and utilize for sustenance in this dunya. So you notice, ya ikhwah wa akhwat, that Ibn Qayyim is mentioning this muqaddim and this introduction in order to prepare the reader for that which is to come with the affair of the heart. And there isn't a better mabda, a better way to begin, except by the tawheed of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Which is why he says, فَعَلِمُوا أَنَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْأَحَدُ. So by the revelation and knowing, studying the book of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed His names and the attributes, and looking at the ni'm and the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which are kathir, la tuhsa, that cannot be numerated, they would increase in the love of Allah and know for sure that Allah is al-wahidul ahad, that He is alone and the one alone that deserves to be worshipped. After this, he says, Ibn Qayyim, الصمد الذي لا شريك له في ذاته ولا في صفاته ولا في أفعاله. And this is point number two. Further praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, الصمد. He said, الصمد, which is from the names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And الصمد has been explained by Ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنهما, and other than them, as meaning that the one that does not need, and everything else is in need of him. As-Samad, the one that is not in need. And everything is in need of him. لا جوف له. He's not in need. Subhana. الذي لا شريك له في صفاته. No partners are with him in his essence. ولا في صفاته. No partners are with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his attributes. ولا في أفعاله. No partners are with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it relates to his actions. And this year, ibadallah, would increase the individual in the worship of Allah alone. As this is affirming his names and his attributes, and also affirming his lordship and his rububiyyah. And then he moves on, barakallahu fikum, to point number 3. And that is, he said, بَلْ هُوَ كَمَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ. Rather, he is as he has described himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفَوْقَ مَا يَصِفُهُ بِهِ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ فِي إِكْثَارِهِ وَإِقْلَالِهِ. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is above that which they have attributed to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his creation that's attributed to him. So this here, Ibn Qayyim is laying down the foundations that as relates to the affairs of the heart and the qalb, and as it relates to repelling the plots and the tricks of shaitan, the individual has to be firm as it relates to tawheed, firm as it relates to affirming the names and attributes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As Allah is as he has described himself, he is as he has mentioned regarding himself. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, from his humility, he said, "Anta ta'lam ma fi nafsi wa la a'lam ma fi nafsik." He said, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that you know that which is in me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, he said, that which is within me. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, but I don't know which is within you. Meaning that he is subjected to the revelation and taking the knowledge from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as it relates to his sifat and his attributes, showing the humility of Jesus Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Ibn Qayyim, he mentions, وَفَوْقَ مَا يَصِفُهُ بِهِ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ. So he's above those that which the creation have conjured up in attributes, attributing it to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an important point that he's mentioning in the Muqaddimah as we move on the book, insha'Allah. And that is that in this book, he refutes a lot of the deviant beliefs from the Sufiya, from the Jahmiyyah, from those who have erroneous positions as it relates to the names and attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And therefore he says, وَفَوْقُ مَا يَصِفُهُ بِي أَحَدٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ. He's above all of those that have made up attributes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's above that which they have ascribed for him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he moves on to point number 4. And this is a beautiful point. He says, لَا يُحْسِي أَحَدٌ ثَنَاءً عَلَيْهِ بَلْ هُوَ كَمَا أَثْنَى عَلَى نَفْسِهِ عَلَى لِسَانِ مَنْ أَكْرَمَهُمْ بِإِرْسَالِهِ. He said, rahimuhullahu ta'ala, that there is no way that one can compliment Allah enough, that which he deserves. لَا يُحْسِي أَحَدٌ ثَنَاءً عَلَيْهِ. None can. بَلْ هُوَ كَمَا عَلَيْهِ بَلْ هُوَ كَمَا أَثْنَى عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. But rather he is as he has complimented himself. And this, barakallahu fikum, Ibn Qayyim has taken this statement from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's a narration that Abu Huraira radiyallahu an, he narrated from Aisha radiyallahu anha. And that is that كانت هي قالت كنت نائمة إلى جنب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. She said, I was sleeping beside the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. ففقدته من الليل. I missed him at the middle of the night. She didn't know where he was. فلمسته بيدي. So then I touched him with my hands. فوضعت يدي يدي على قدمي. فوضعت يدي على قدمي. So then I touched his legs. وهو ساجد. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم was in prostration. In the middle of the night صلى الله عليه وسلم. يقول. And he was saying. أعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وبك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making this supplication in sujood, in prostration. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is hearing this. And he heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, I seek refuge in your pleasure from your anger. And he says, Wabika mink. And that is that he said that he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firru ila Allah. Fleeing to Allah. Fleeing from the disobedience of Allah to the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he says, La uhsi thana'an alayk. I cannot compliment you. I cannot fulfill the full compliments that you deserve, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. You are as you have complimented yourself. So Ibn Qayyim has taken it from this hadith. This amazing hadith. Which is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala from Aisha radiallahu anhu from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. And Ibn Qayyim is using this hadith and putting it in its meaning in order to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this you see from the works of Ibn Qayyim, that he sticks close to the alfaz and the text of the Quran. And that's point number 4, that he mentions, La uhsi thana alayk. And then he mentions after that point number 5, Al-awwalu. الَّذِي لَيْسَ قَبْلَهُ شَيْءٍ. He said, the beginning, the first, that there is none after him, or before him rather. وَالْآخِرُ الَّذِي لَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ شَيْءٍ. And the last, that there's none after him. وَالظَّاهِرُ الَّذِي لَيْسَ فَوْقَهُ شَيْءٍ. The one that is above, and there's none above him. وَالْبَاطِنُ الَّذِي لَيْسَ دُونِهِ شَيْءٍ. أَوْدُونَهُ شَيْءٍ. And that is the one that nothing is hidden from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's taking this again, as we mentioned in point number 4. Here in point number 5, he's mentioning his statement taken from the Qur'an. هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he is the first and the last and the most high. And the one that is aware of all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he's used the hadith, the explanation of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَيْسَ فَوْقُهُ شَيْءٍ. That nothing is above him. He has the ulu, subhanahu wa ta'ala. As is mentioned in أَكْثَرْ مِنْ آيَةٍ آمَنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Are you feeling secure with the one that is above the heavens? And the jariya, the slave girl that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, مَنْ رَبْ أَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Where is your Lord? قَالَتْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. She said that he is above. And then he said, مَنْ أَنَا سَأَنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَأَعْتِقْهَا فَإِنَّهَا مُؤْمِنَةٌ. Free her, for she is a believer. So you see the way that Ibn Qayyim in his introduction is laying down the foundations of the correct creed, the correct aqidah. So the heart can be ready to consume that which is to come from the affairs and the detailed affairs of the heart. That shaitan knows that this is the way the engine runs. The heart is when the engine runs for the rest of the body. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةٍ فَإِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ أَلَّا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. He knows this. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in the body there is a flesh. If it's pure and correct, the whole body is pure and correct. And if it's corrupted, the whole body is corrupted. And it is the heart. So Ibn Qayyim is preparing the reader for the information that is to come by laying down the foundations of Tawheed, by laying down the foundations of the names and attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and in that, showing that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that deserves to be worshipped alone without any partners. And then point number 6, he said, وَلَا يَحْجُبُ الْمَخْلُوقُ عَنْهُ تَسَتُّرُ بِسِرْبَالِهِ. And there's none that can hide from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No matter what cover you have over you, no matter what rock that you hide under, no matter what place that you run to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of all things. لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. Nothing is concealed from Him in the earth and in the heavens. لا يحجب المخلوق. There's no way that there's a hijab, there's a veil between you and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah sees all things. And this is why we have to have this ihsan in our ibadah. In times of trials, in times of afflictions, in times of ease, in times of happiness, in times of sadness, in times when things occur that you want, and in times when things don't occur that you want, we have to have this muraqabah. We have to have this watchfulness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. تعب أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن ترى فإنه يراك. We have this watchfulness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that He is forever watching us. And Ibn Qayyim is again a further establishing this affair. And then he mentions, Rahimullah, الحي القيوم الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد. And then he mentions the attribute of Allah, the ever-living, which is affirming all of the sifat al-kamal, all of the perfect attributes of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, comes back to this name, as is mentioned by Shaykh al-Alama Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah ta'ala. And al-qayyum, Allah tabaraka ta'ala is al-qayyum, in which all of the sifat al-af'al, all the attributes pertaining to His actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, come back to. Al-wahid al-ahad, the one that is alone, that does not deserve, that deserves to be worshipped alone without any partners, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he moves on to point number 6, and that is al-mutafarrid bil-baqa. He comes to another affair now. Remember, all of this is connecting to alhamdulillah and praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he's mentioning all of the affairs that the abd and the slave should reflect on as it relates to the praise, the absolute praise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He mentions here the 6th point, al-mutafarrid bil-baqa, wa kullu makhluqin muntahin ila zawalih. He said, the one that is alone that would always remain, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kullu makhluqin muntahin, every creation will pass its time, ila zawalih, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, every creation will taste death, every creation will taste death, kullu ma alayha fan. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everything will perish. Everything will die. And that which will remain is Allah, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. He is المتفرد بالبقاء. وَكُلُّ مَخْلُوقٍ مُنْتَهِنِ إِلَى زَوَالِهِ. That's point number 6. To reflect on, ya ibad Allah, in times of affliction, that is Allah that would remain. مَكَانَ لِلَّهِ بَعْقٍ. That which is for Allah will remain. So we need to turn to the one, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this reminds us, the one that will be, that remains, the one that is ever living, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this reminds us of the time, the death of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Shaykh Salih Fawzan, hafidhahullah ta'ala, mentioned that this was from the greatest musibah, the greatest trial and affliction that the ibad, that the believers faced, was that the death of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people were sad and distraught. And then Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he came out to the people and he said, مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ مُحَمَّدًا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتْ وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. Whoever worshipped Muhammad, then verily Muhammad has died. But whoever worshipped Allah, then verily Allah is the ever-living, and He does not die. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the way that we react in times of affliction, we take it back to Tawheed. In times of trials and tribulations, we take it back to Tawheed, following the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. That is the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in times of despair and times of affliction. He will return to Salah, to Ibadah. He makes his isti'anah bis Salah. He will return to Salah. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, at the time of the death of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was from the greatest musibah, the greatest musibah that the believers faced, the greatest affliction and trial that the Muslims faced, the believers faced, and he brought their fear back to Tawheed. The one who worships Allah, verily Allah is ever living, and he does not die. So here he says, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, al-mutafarrid bil-baqa wa kullu makhlukin muntahin ila zawalih. Everyone would face death, and Allah is the one that alone that remains, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the point number 7 or 6, 7, he says, As-sami'u alladhi yasma'u dajij al-aswat bi-ikhtilaf al-lughat ala tafannuni al-hajat. And then he mentions another reason from the way, reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala receives absolute praise. In this amazing muqaddimah introduction in Ighathat al-Afan, he says that as-sami', the all-hearing, that hears all the different sounds that are at the same time. All of the different sounds that are at the same time, he hears all of them. بِاخْتِلَافِ اللُّغَاتِ, with different languages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears all. عَلَى تَفَنُّنِ الْحَاجَاتِ, with a variety of different types of requests and needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He hears. So this should encourage us to make dua to Allah and supplicate to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and be patient as it relates to our requests. Because verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-kareem, most generous, mujibu da'wa, the one who answers the dua subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-hakim, the all-wise, al-aleem, the all-knowing, al-sami', the all-hearing. And we should reflect on this hadith of Abi Huraira, or Malish, Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, radiyallahu ta'ala an, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ma min muslimin yad'u bi da'watin laysa fiha ithmun wala qati'atul rahm illa a'tahu Allahu biha ihda thalath. He said that the Messenger sallallahu, the Prophet of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that there isn't a Muslim believer that makes a supplication, and this supplication is not a supplication where there is sinning, meaning that there is no evil request in that supplication. And this is an important nukta here, that is from the mercy of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, that He does not answer the evil supplications that people make. A lot of people make out of anger evil supplications that have no basis. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His mercy, He does not answer those evil supplications. As He says, وَلَوْ يُعَجِّلُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ شَرَّ اسْتِعْجَالَهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجُلُهُمْ. Where He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah was to hasten for mankind The evil, for example, the evil that they request for themselves and others, as He hastens for them the good, they will indeed be ruined. So here in this hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that there isn't a Muslim that makes a dua, supplication, that is not a supplication of sin or cutting ties of kinship. It has to be a supplication in accordance to obedience. إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا إِحْدَى ثَلَاثٍ. Except that there are one of three things that will happen to that individual that makes that supplication. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya amat Allah. You're making a dua. You're supplicating to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. You're fulfilling that amazing ibadah of a supplication in times of ease, in times of hardship. Requests. That know that the messenger said that the individual who makes this supplication that is a believer, and it's not a supplication of evil or cutting ties, one of three things will occur. He said, إِمَّا أَن تُعَجَّلَ لَهُ دَعْوَتُهُ تُعَجَّلَ لَهُ دَعْوَتُهُ. Either his answer will be, his supplication will be answered from the wisdom of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and his generosity. That's number one. Or, وَإِمَّا أَن يُدَخِّرَهَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Or, it will be stored for him, the benefits of that dua, in the hereafter. That's the second possibility. And the third, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِمَّا أَن يَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ مِنْ سُوءِ مِثْلَهُ أو مِثْلُهَا and سُوءِ مِثْلَهَا. نعم. And he said, or that he subhanahu wa ta'ala will divert evil of its like from him or her. So if the individual is asking Allah to protect them from something, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will divert them from something that is as evil as that which they're fearing from them. So we have to be patient in our supplication. It's either one of these three things, and we have to have iman, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. We have to have iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He indeed hears all of the supplications. He indeed hears all that one, the people asks. He subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Samir, the all hearing. So we should ask Him and turn to Him in times of need, in times of ease. As the poet said, La tas'alan bunayya adama hajatan was'al ladhi abwabuhu la tuhjabu Allahu yaghdabu in tarakta su'alahu wa bunayya adam hina yus'alu yaghdabu. Where he said, the poet, he said, do not ask the people for your needs. Ask the one whose door is always opened and not closed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased when you leave request and supplicating to Him. But when you ask the children of Adam for anything, they get angry. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is as sami' as Ibn Qayyim mentioned. وَلَا يَتَبَرَّ مِنَ الْإِلْحَاءِ الْمُلَّحِينَ فِي سُؤَالِ. He said that the person who is asking, Allah does not get fed up from the requests. You can imagine, as any human being, you're asking for something on Jumu'ah, and then you ask him on Sept, again, you ask her on Ahad, Sunday, you ask her on Ithnain, Thulatha, you ask her on Arbi'ah, Wednesday, you keep asking. By the time you get to Khamis, they'll be fed up. By the time you get before a week, they'll be fed up. You keep asking. Tas'al kathir. But as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not get fed up, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we have to have this yaqeen and certainty with our dua and our supplication. مَا لَا يُعَجَّلْ. That we do not try and be impatient as it relates to our dua and our supplications. But rather we are patient with it. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if our dua is according to His pleasing subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is one of three things that would occur. Either it would be answered, or it would be stored for the hereafter, for a reward in the hereafter. Or Allah will divert and repel something equal to it from evil in this life. This is from the blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Ibn Qayyim mentions here in this point number 7 that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing of all aswat, all sounds, all requests at the same time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears. So isn't it befitting that we turn to Him, ya ibadallah, in this time and in all times, that we have trust and have husn al-dhan and good thoughts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he mentions Ibn Qayyim after that, Rahimullah Ta'ala, Al-Basir al-Ladhi yara tabibu namla asawda ala sakhrati s-samma fi al-laylati al-dhulma haythu kanat min sahlihi aw jayalih. And that is that he said, Rahimullah Ta'ala, that point number 8, Al-Basir. Now he's mentioned it after mentioning in the previous points. In this point here, number 8, number 8 or 7, he says Al-Basir, the all-hearing, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that sees the black ant that is in the night, darkest of nights, he subhanahu wa ta'ala sees. So therefore we have to be from those who have this awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeing all things. This black ant in the darks of the night, even if it's under a rock, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see it. لَا يَخْفَ عَلَيْهِ خَافِيًا. Nothing is hidden from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَلْتَفُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ رُؤْيَتُهُ لِتَقَلُّبِ قَلْبِ عَبْدِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now Ibn Qayyim mentions the heart the first time here. He says, and he is kind to his slaves when he sees the taqallubu qalb abdi, that the hearts, they fluctuate. So you know the linguistic meaning of the heart is from qalb, something that fluctuates. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Allah alternates the night and the day. So the heart comes from that origin of fluctuating and alternating. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of that. وَمُشَاهَدَتِي لِاخْتِلَافِ أَحْوَالِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware that the heart, it changes in its state. فَإِنْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْهِ تَلْقَى. If the person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will meet him. وَإِنَّمَا إِقْبَالُ الْعَبْدُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ إِقْبَالِهِ. وَإِنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهُ لَمْ يَكِلْهُ إِلَى عَدُوِّهِ وَلَمْ يَدَّعْهُ فِي إِهْمَالِهِ. And if he turns away, and Sheikh Saleh Fawzani mentions in this nuqta here, that if the individual turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself has harmed himself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left the bab, the door of tawbah maftuh, the door of repentance open. And the one who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept him. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةَ عَامَ. The one who turns from the remembrance of Allah will have a dismal life. So we have to turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But as for the one that he oppresses himself, ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, oppresses himself and disobeys Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and turns away from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left the bab of tawbah, repentance, maftuh. The bab of tawbah, repentance, is open. Which is why he says the next point, Ibn Qayyim, and we can say this is point number 9 now. وَلَمْ يَدَعْهُ فِي إِهْمَالِ. He says, بَلْ يَكُنْ أَرْحَمَ بِهِ مِنَ الْوَالِدَةَ بِوَالَدِهَا الرَّفِيقَةَ بِهِ فِي حَمْلِهِ وَرِضَاعِهِ وَفِصَالِهِ. He says, but rather after all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed more merciful to his abd, to his slave, than the mother to her child, beloved child, that she's gentle with and she holds, and she held and she carried the baby for 9 months, and she breastfed and weaned the child. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more mercy than this mother. And this is taken from the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, قُدِمَ عَلَى النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِسَبِي. That one of the women who were from the captured, came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then she saw a woman, and he was following her, and he saw her, that she was looking for her son. And she was aiding the rest of the babies in the vicinity to have milk. So she was bringing them close to her to have milk. But she was still looking for her child. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَرَوْنَ هَذِهِ الْمَرْأَةِ طارحة ولدها في النار؟ Do you see this woman throwing her baby, a woman like this, that has so much compassion for children, other children, let alone her own, breastfeeding them? Do you see that she will throw her child to the fire? قلنا لا والله وهي تقدر على أن لا تطرحه. He said, لا والله, by Allah, she wouldn't. And even though she has the ability to stop it. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, الله أرحم بعباده من هذه بولدها. Allah is more merciful to his ibad, to his servants, than the mother to her child, to this woman to her child. So Ibn Qayyim mentions here that after the heart that is fluctuating, moving back and forth from obedience to disobedience and disobedience to obedience, and for the one who oppresses themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimeen. He is the most merciful of those that have mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He accepts the tawbah. And in this point, barakallahu feekum, we will conclude today's lesson. And that is that we've reached approximately point number 9 or 10 that Ibn Qayyim has mentioned in this muqaddimah. And this muqaddimah is azim, ya ikhwa, azimah. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will conclude this next week, insha'Allah, and then start the first chapter in Ighathatul Ahfan. And with this, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to grant us tawfiq that increases us in knowledge, in application, implementation, in sidq and truthfulness, and that He allows us and makes us be from those who are constantly implementing tawheed in all affairs of our life, in ease, in difficulties, in trials, and in bliss. Ameen. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaikumullah.